The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And so I ultimately was able to get on a path to natural healing, but it took me a long time to find the answer, and thank God it was found in Him.
Natural health expert Jordan Rubin shares his journey to healing and his passion to help you.
I didn't want to do anything with my life from the day I got sick until I got well that didn't involve helping other people transform their health, eradicate disease, or better yet, avoid it.
You know, I'm glad. I'm always excited when we get to talk to you. You say you don't even know me. Well, I understand. Some of you I probably do, but you say, well, you might not like me. Well, I don't know. Maybe if you knew us, you wouldn't like us. But I tell you one thing, I would love you, no matter how many challenges you have. As a matter of fact, we've told you who watch us that you ever watched us try to save children's lives who are starving or who don't have clean water and it's killing them and who've been sexually trafficked and we set them free, that we care as much about you as we do any of them, and we do. And I want you to know, I'm glad you're here. Betty, I'm thinking back 20 years ago, a man walked into our life and he said, I want to talk to you about the Maker's Diet. His name was Jordan Rubin. Jordan, do you remember coming here and telling us about the Maker's Diet?
I do. And we'd already been supporting the ministry for years. It was such a blessing to be here.
And so now 20 years together. And you know what? He's written so many great books. Matter of fact, let me just show you. So I have to be pretty strong to pick them up. I got three of them right here. And here's another great one. Everyone he writes is fat. They're really worth reading. They can not only change your life, they can save your life. Now, this is one that you've written, I guess, you know, fairly recently. And it's really, why do you think this is important?
Well, Natural Remedies is great. In fact, Betty and I were talking off the air. There are so many things that come up every day that we just need a remedy for. So I like to think of this as your biblical medicine cabinet. Mm-hmm. But these are all natural or ancient medicine. So with the book title, Natural Remedies, Ancient Nutrition. So what would our great-great-grandparents have done if they have a pimple or if they have a bruise or a bump or a cut or a scrape? And as the parents of multiple children, there's always inevitably something that's going to happen. And my kids know when they're at a game and they have a bruise or when they just don't feel right in their stomach or they have a headache, they come to me and ask. And for a headache, I say, drink 8 ounces of water, put some lavender oil on your temples, repeat 10 minutes later, and it's almost always gone. Not to say that medicine doesn't have its place, but I'm more interested in starting with natural remedies because instead of side effects, they often have side benefits. Mm-hmm.
Well, I keep this close by at home. I have it right there close by,
she
and
does.
I'll pick it up. And I've used it quite often.
Well, and what you share works. It's helped us. Who knows? It could have saved our lives. It could have delivered healing to us. Could have delivered us from terrible disease. And this probiotic diet, is this the newest
one? Yes.
How would you sum it?
Well, I would say this, digestive problems are absolutely on the rise. People have constipation, IBS, Crohn's disease, which is what I suffered from and we talked about on the program 20 years ago, ulcerative colitis, people have celiac disease, gluten intolerance. But there are other issues that are caused by gut imbalance. And I'm talking about seasonal allergies, which are very much on the rise. What about autism spectrum disorders in children? Absolutely gut related. What about eczema, psoriasis? Every condition that we deal with comes from the gut. And the probiotic diet restores a natural balance to our eating that gives us these good germs, which are probiotics. When I used to say that 25, 30 years ago, people freaked out. Like, what are good germs? It's an oxymoron, but they are the guardians of your gut. And so in the probiotic diet, we will teach you how to eat to make your life healthy all over, but particularly from a gut-centric or gut-focused way. And you'll see your skin clear up. You'll see your energy improve. You'll see aches and pains diminish. And it really is the way that we should focus. I often would say that our gut is like Jerusalem to God. It is really the center of our health universe, and everything emanates from that. So we're going to teach you how to eat, what beverages to consume that contain probiotics, and what supplements are best, because there's a lot of confusion.
Well, you see, you've been doing this so effectively for 30 years, and you were talking about you having your own battles. You were actually being killed by what was going on. I mean, you were in a battle for your life.
I was.
And there were many times, if not most of the time, it didn't look like you were going to win the battle. So would you say that with starting even with a Maker's Diet, what God showed you, would you say He totally not only changed your life, but saved your life?
He did. And I tried 69 medical experts. And I say that loosely. I started in conventional medicine, medications, surgical procedures that were recommended, but they all had horrible outcomes. And so I ultimately was able to get on a path to natural healing, but it took me a long time to find the answer. And thank God it was found in Him. I didn't want to do anything with my life from the day I got sick until I got well that didn't involve helping other people transform their health, eradicate disease, or better yet, avoid it. And that ability to see God's plan in body, mind, and spirit bring about my healing has been a huge blessing, because all I can do is boast about my weakness, and the power of Christ has dwelled within the message. And so it's been an exciting one, and probiotics were really a key to my recovery, and I've helped thousands understand how putting these foods that contain probiotics back in their life, if every meal really makes a tremendous difference. And I'll give you an example. We all went through a crazy pandemic, and everybody's got different thoughts about it, but there's a probiotic that I teach you about in the probiotic diet that can help destroy lipid envelope viruses. Coronavirus is a lipid envelope virus, and COVID-19 was caused by that. Yeah. And so even colds and flus, or what you'd call seasonal illnesses, can be helped by probiotics. So I was healed of a chronic, what people would call inflammatory autoimmune disease. Later, I overcame cancer, and we talked about that on this program. But it's all been through the same principles. Trust God and His creation, and He knows best.
Well, I'm looking forward to this one, because I've had some challenges with my gut, as you call it, you know, just through life and stuff, and a sensitivity to certain things that I maybe ate wrong, or, you know, didn't, and had to watch what I was eating. But I want to really know the right things to do to build that up, build that defense up in my body. So I'm looking
Absolutely.
Forward to this.
And it's interesting, because history shows us that our ancestors knew that when you ate something that might be difficult to digest, it was paired with a probiotic food. For example, sauerkraut is a probiotic food. It wasn't combined with
sauerkraut.
A hot dog at a baseball game. Our ancestors consumed fermented foods with meats to help digest. What about pickled ginger with sushi? It's not there just for taste. The Japanese people knew that the pickled ginger helped digest the different things in the sushi, and raw fish sometimes contains parasites. And so it's pretty helpful to have that 1-2 punch. The list goes on and on. You're going to learn about the history of probiotics, who first coined the term, and how you and your family can consume them deliciously at every meal.
So will it be something that you can enjoy eating?
Yes.
A certain way you can enjoy
Absolutely.
It? It's not like I'm having to have good stuff taken away from me.
Absolutely. Well, I used to get made fun of for recommending twigs, rocks, and berries. The truth is, I only recommended berries, but all of the meals that are in the probiotic diet are tasty, they're nourishing, and they can really help you avoid what 100% of people deal with, which is occasional digestive issues. It spares nobody anymore.
See, isn't that amazing? And look, that's actually a pretty simple remedy. Now, I know, by the way, I wanted to tell all of you who are watching, we're going to give you all three of these books. If you'll just give life, if you just share God's love in the form of life, and just demonstrate that love. But you came here with something on your heart, not just these books and all these messages. What was it that made you anxious to come and be with us again? Because we are close. We pray for each other. We assist each other. We encourage each other. I've done everything to help you get His message, His word, His love, His healing to people. You agree with that?
Yes.
That we've been a booster, and
yes.
You encouraged everything we've tried to do. Okay, what is it made you want to come here today?
Well, I was extremely excited to be on with the two of you. Not to say that your kiddos aren't amazing, but it has been such a true blessing. I remember we were talking about this off stage, James, that you called me the very first time I was on. You said, you're going to be the Billy Graham of health, the health evangelist. And this was when I was in my 20s and I had just started and I was so excited to be here, a little nervous. And I remember a magazine came out with James' quote that said, the health evangelist, and had a picture of me on that magazine. It was a Christian magazine launching the Maker's Diet. And it's been just an amazing journey.
Thank God.
And what I love about life today and life outreach is that every time we're here, it's a double blessing, a double portion of anointing like Elisha received, because individuals will get a chance to learn the principles of health and healing through nutrition, through essential oils, what to eat, what not to eat. And at the same time, they are giving life to a child in Africa, for example.
That's right.
And not just life, hope. I always say this, people are deficient in vitamins and minerals and maybe protein and probiotics, but the greatest deficiency is hope. And what I see in life's ministries and missions is the ability not just to fill a belly, but to set a life on a course that can change history. And every life makes a difference. And it's so exciting that someone can get a blessing into their home and change their generations through eating and living God's way. But to be able to have a child be able to live, life or death situation, it's such an awesome experience for me. People can buy books anywhere, but how often can they give life and then receive life? Not very often. So that's why I love coming here.
I believe that right now we are on our way to literally showing the world what the family of the perfect father looks like. And rather than having our will done, really have his will and his dream fulfilled. And his dream was for his will to be done on his earth with kingdom impact. You agree with that?
I do.
Well, so if we would begin to live to fulfill the Father's will, which you can only do as a family. You don't do it as separated parts, but connected parts, uniquely designed, very different, sometimes disagreeing, but coming together, if we have friction, we get sharper, not duller. And if the family of the perfect Father would make a kingdom impact right now, it would impact the world, and it would fulfill his dream. Don't you agree?
I do.
You think the stage has been set for that right now?
I do. And I'm almost feeling like you're Simeon and Anna waiting to see salvation and being kept alive for all these years to do that. Because I truly believe this is going to be a golden age for freedom. Freedom from bondage, freedom from sickness, freedom from debt. All of these horrific things that have been forced down on us, we were just literally walking around like robots. And some of us who have been blessed to receive revelation from God to understand this emperor's new clothes system, whether it's pharmaceutical or big food or education, all of this has just been absolutely degraded over time. And the enemy was just about to take his biggest swing. And I feel like God gave us a window. And I want to see God get the credit. I don't want this to be about billionaires or technology or politics. This has to be God gaining the glory, which is why I've always said, whether I'm preaching in a church or on a program like this, I want to see Christians be the healthiest people in the world and get the credit for bringing a message that God had from the beginning. And I'm energized and excited about these days that are ahead. We need to take good advantage of them and allow others to see how we live and to practice what we preach, or better yet, only preach what we consistently practice, because that's what the body of Christ needs.
And I feel like, therefore, what you do is so important, because to be healthy and to be spiritually strong, that's a good, pretty good combination, isn't it?
It is.
And our bodies, knowing how that we can have more control over what we put into our bodies, and we can take care of them as God planned for us to do. The different things, know what's good for us and what's not good. Yeah, it may look good all flared out there on the table, you know, but is that really good for me? Am I going to feel good after I eat it or take it? But good prevention, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Having to fill our bodies with so much medicine and antibiotics.
Absolutely.
Do you have anything quick pills for antibiotics and stuff?
I do. The probiotic diet will tell you how to build resilience so that you don't have to rely on antibiotics very often. And I do want to mention something because this is such popular culture today. The book Essential Fasting will actually give you a program, an eating and fasting program that's biblically inspired that can help people lose weight, because that is a huge topic.
Yeah.
There are medications that people are using now to lose weight, which have some side effects. A good friend of mine who's a pastor in Tennessee, he just went on this program or a similar program to this and lost 12 pounds in 1 month. He came to me and said, Jordan, I'm not as healthy as I was. I'm in my 60s. I want to be healthy, not just for me, but for those that God has given me the ability to shepherd over. And he is so excited. He says, Jordan, this has changed my life. Now, he grew up in Tennessee. People eat a lot of unhealthy things historically. And he was just so excited. And so there are principles where you can lose weight God's way. I'm not, again, saying that medicine is not necessary, but I really believe there are better ways to become healthy than by taking a pill or an IV, so to speak. So antibiotics, there are absolutely natural ways to treat health issues. Our natural remedies will teach you that. In fact, oregano oil will teach you how to use that. Thyme oil, hyssop, those are sort of the Bible's antibiotics, and then the probiotics will teach you how to keep your gut healthy so you don't need antibiotics frequently.
You know, I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to share Jordan with you. And it's just so wonderful to sit here and look at her. You know, I tell her every time I see her, when she looked, I came in today and said, how's this look? And I say, well, the minute you put it on, it looked beautiful. Clothes don't make Betty look beautiful. Betty makes clothes look beautiful. And Jordan, by the way, has contributed to keeping this 81-year-old lady looking like a very young lady and very healthy. And I just wish you could understand the joy that I have in ensuring a girl who felt like the least intelligent, not the smartest, least popular, middle child, and didn't think she was pretty. I have spent 64 years, 62 of them married this month, telling her how beautiful she is. This is what I'd like you to hear. I don't know what you think about yourself, but I tell her what God wants all of us to hear. He thinks you're beautiful. He thinks you're amazing. And what Jordan Rubin tries to do, he tries to help us be healthy so that we can do what God in his magnificent beauty creation desires to do in us and through us for his glory and the benefit of others, making a kingdom impact. The impact is made by his family, his body, the church, that looks like Jesus. Jordan, this is going to be our prayer together as we close today, is that he'll get the church healthy in every way. Father, thank you for the wisdom Jordan has shared for all these years. Thank you for the benefit it's been to me and Betty and our family and all the people that would accept it. Heal your body. Use your body to heal a broken church and a defeated, divided world and a nation. And we can see it happen amazingly, rapidly. Please do it in Jesus' name. Jordan, we love you. I hope people will get the books. I'm going to ask all of you who will to help us in our feeding program.
Yeah.
We have been feeding children and saving millions of lives for years. It's been one of the greatest things that we've ever done. What I want to ask you to do right now, would you just help us give food to children who don't have it? I want you to watch this. And I want you to listen to God. And then I want you to do what he tells you to do.
When James and I go to the field, and we go to the feeding areas where the children are being fed, and we're even partaking in the process of pouring the nutritional food into the containers for the children to give to me, my heart is either blessed or hurting, because when I look down in that barrel and I see it nearly empty, and the children are lined up still long, long lines. My heart breaks.
Betty, we've just heard a tragic story from Maria. Maria is a grandmother of four who unfortunately lost her youngest grandchild. Oh, I can tell it's very, very sore, huh? I'm sorry. You loved your grandchild, huh? I'm sorry that they couldn't do more to save your life. Betty, I know that as a grandmother, you must know how she must feel. I asked her, what do you pray for? She said, for provision and health for her three remaining grandchildren. Please, Betty, I'm asking you today on her behalf and her grandchildren to appeal to all the grandmothers, the mothers, to the friends of life to respond and help us honor her prayer.
What we're asking you to do for the children right now is be an answer to a prayer that Betty had years ago. When we used to go out and feed, and she's watching your feed and knowing that she watches us run out, we were running out in most of the places. And she sat in our studio and said, I've made it my prayer that the line to feed them will always be longer than the line to get the food, because we got tired of watching them crawl down the bottom of the barrel and just scrape with their little fingers because they didn't get any in their bowl, and they'd eat it. We watched them where a little bit of the soup had fallen in the dirt, and they would eat the dirt and the soup. And Betty prayed that prayer. Betty, I believe we've watched God basically answer that prayer. But I'm going to tell you something right now. We need a miracle. We have got some serious places right now, and we're committed to feed 350,000 of those the missionaries have found. And remember, the missionaries plant their family. They may come from Portugal. They may come from Brazil. They come from all over the world and plant their little family there in the midst of death and hell to bring heaven and God's salvation and life because of love, His love in them. But as they've told us, Betty, we can't stay. We don't have anything to give. The first time we went, we said, we're going to stay here with you. And they startledly stepped up and said, please don't. Please go home and ask the people to help us so we can stay. Mm-hmm. And you know, we came back not knowing if they would help us. But we've seen a miracle, haven't we? A miracle of love.
We really have. And you continue to help us all be that miracle to reach out to these children that are starving without our help. Those grandmothers, many of those grandmothers, they weep over the loss of their grandchildren. I have grandchildren. I know I would weep too, very much so. But please reach out with us. Let's do it together. Let's let these little children live their full lives by helping them, feeding them.
Your gift of 30 will literally minister life to three children for the next months. 50 will reach 5. 100 will reach 10. Could you give 1,000? Whatever you can do, do it. We will send the natural remedies for any gift. We'll send all three books if you give 100 or more. We'll send the beautiful Lion of Judah with the cross, the power to say thank you. Please go get your bank card. Use it like a check. If you write a check, make it to life. But we're asking you to let God lead you in making the largest love gift you can make. We will send you some gifts to bless you. Please, please help us feed as many children as you can. Please do it right now.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation to help you live your best life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request your health and wellness bundle. This 3-book set includes natural remedies as well as essential fasting, a simple eating strategy to accelerate weight loss, crush cravings, and reverse aging, and the probiotic diet that gives effective strategies to improve digestion, boost brain health, and supercharge your immune system. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hi, I'm Jordan Rubin, and for over 2 decades, my wife Nikki and I have been supporting the ministries of Life. With any gift to Mission Feeding, you will transform the lives of 350,000 children in Africa by giving them nutritious food and a hope for the future. With your gift, you'll receive a powerful wellness bundle which can bring the power of health and nutrition into your own home. Transform the lives of thousands and your own family. Do it today.
You know, when Jordan came here, he was a dying man. Dying in some ways, he didn't realize he was going to be fighting later. But God miraculously gave him life. And he's been sharing that life with people all over the world and right here, started with a lot of it right here. And you're the ones that make life today possible, as well as the feeding. So we want to say thank you. Jordan, thank you for helping us and helping our grandchildren. We have over 30 grandchildren now, so we'll keep them all alive. We love you, man. We sure love you. Thank you for helping us love so many people that are often overlooked, never noticed, the least of these. Thank you so much. God bless you and bless through you.
James and Betty talk with their son, Randy, about Life Today's dedication to the ongoing mission of ministering to people all over the world. Next week.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.